Hello, my name's Brian Leckie. I'm a producer director. I've been doing this for sort of 20 odd years. Joined the BBC straight out of school, and worked in lots of different areas of production, starting in the BBC, starting in fact religious programmes, and then having left the BBC, doing something completely different. I'm now completely typecast, making boys' toys, sort of fast, zippy things, documentaries for Discovery and the like. Well, obviously, when you're making a documentary, you're trying to tell a story, get a message across. But it's not just a straight, you know, it's not a straight factual record. It's a television show, and so you're having to use the techniques and skills of making an engaging television show, and that presents challenges because you're having to balance your desire to make a sort of engaging, zippy TV show with actually getting the facts across as honestly as you can. In order to get the facts across best you can in the most honest way, it would just be plonk the camera in front of someone and lock off the shot and ask the questions. And that's the most honest way of doing it, but obviously over an extended period of time that gets pretty boring for the viewer, arguably. There are certain particular techniques that could be construed as saying more about what someone's saying than they are saying themselves. So the question here is, does what you do with the camera affect and say more about the subject than the subject is saying, if you see what I mean? And so I can see now you are zooming and tracking. You're probably zooming into my face, and arguably that would imply to the viewer that what I'm saying right now is the most important and interesting part, and you should pay attention to this. You know, arguably, you're trying to get the camera to say something that that I may not be actually saying, or my emphasis might not be that. In my experience of doing interviews, which, you know, I've done a lot of, and although most of what I've done is not hugely investigative, you're certainly aware that when you zoom in, when you have a really tight shot on someone, or when you have a much wider shot, then that it says something about what I'm saying, the subject is saying. And so I've over the years tend to do it to actually keep the shot pretty static. I'll find I'll probably have a tighter shot and a wider shot, and that's it. And I won't really do much in the middle. So in terms of camera movement, those are the things that become distracting, and you are editorialising with your camera movement, and you're trying to emphasise things which I may or may not be saying. Well, sure. I mean, these techniques absolutely do, if you get it right, which is tricky. You can, by moving the camera and emphasising and zooming in and add more weight to what's being said at that particular point. It's very effective, but arguably you're stepping over that line of, are you adding more than is being said? But yeah, that's the question, should you do it or not? And obviously it depends on the subject matter. I mean, if it's a sort of fluffy lifestyle show, then you can do what you like, because it's like, you know, it's largely constructed anyway. But if it's an in-depth sort of interview about a serious subject, then that's when I think you have to be very cognizant of what you're doing and why. I mean, I think there's a line between, well, the way that, I mean, if I'm watching a documentary that's been shot that way, then I know from experience that the only way you get that is by getting the person to repeat the question and getting the particular shot and the particular camera move that you wanted. So that's, you know, you're immediately then you're editorialising, and the chances of you getting that zoom in at exactly the right point to emphasise exactly what they were saying at exactly the right time is pretty much zero. So every time you see that, it's pretty much because the director has asked the question over and over again until they've got their desired shot. Take away from that what you will. Is it important that these techniques are used? No. I don't think it is important that they're used. I think it's, at the end of the day, you're trying to make a TV show, so you're answering to whoever's commissioned you to do that. And generally, these days, you've got to make it as entertaining as you can, and engaging, not necessarily entertaining, but as engaging as you can. And so you either do it with fancy production, you know, filming techniques, or you do it in post-production. Is it important to use film grammar techniques to emphasise your point? And I think, important, is it important? No. Do you have to do it because at the end of the day you're making a piece of engaging, entertaining television? which, you know, you're answerable to whoever's commissioned you to do it. So, yes, you're inevitably going to use whatever tools you have at your disposal, whether that be moving the camera in a particular way or editing post-production sort of techniques, or, and indeed, the environments that you interview someone in. I mean, you always, when you're picking an environment to interview someone, you don't want it to, you want it to be an environment that is relevant to what the interview subject is, but not sort of fighting with it. And there, and you can also, by, you know, you can accidentally or deliberately add weight or not to an interview subject by deliberately interviewing them in a sort of odd environment. So, you know, if you're doing like a serious investigative, you know, sensitive interview, and you do it, you know, in a busy high street, then it immediately sort of takes weight away from the subject, from whatever they're saying, because they're, you know, why are they being just vox popped in a street rather than being interviewed in a more considered environment? So everything you do in front of the camera, with the camera, says something about the subject matter or the question that's been asked. So yeah, there's a balance that we have to strike between doing our job of making engaging television and also honestly portraying what the subject is. So there are arguably distractions for the viewer, and there's also distractions for the interviewee. And so, you know, like I'm sitting here, and you're moving around and completely ignoring what I'm saying because you're fiddling around with all your knobs and whistles and moving the camera all around, and that's like an entirely artificial situation for me to be in. And yet you're asking me, you know, hard hitting and maybe sensitive questions about, I mean, you're not, but you could be. And that's like, you know, that says a lot about your, you know, it's distracting for me.